It's 7:40 now on Connect FM, and it's time for a Pittsburgh Pirates spring training update, sponsored today by Jim's Custom Collision, voted number one in the best of Tri-County. Jim's Custom Collision is your one-stop collision shop. And Joe Block of the Pittsburgh Pirates joining us this morning for a spring training update. Joe, good morning to you.
Hi, Dan. Good morning.
Hey, it's great having you with us. Thanks for joining us and keeping us up to date on the Bucks. We're into some final countdowns, I guess. Six more tune-up games in spring training. Just 8 days to opening day. So how is the vibe right now in Pirate City?
Well, it depends on who you are. If you're Andrew McCutchen, you feel pretty relaxed, although they just had a baby a couple of weeks ago, so maybe not relaxed is not the right word, but he knows he's on the club. There's, of course, a number of guys, dozens of players, that they don't know where they're going to be in a week from now. They don't know if they're going to be with the big league club, they're going to be asked to go to the minor leagues, or they'll be cut free and maybe with the new club when the next season rolls around on Monday, a week from Monday. So, a week from Thursday. So that's the thing that really makes that clubhouse really tense this time of year is, well, hey, where are we going to be in a week? And a lot of them have families. The ones that are there and know they're going to be there, they're getting excited to get ready to play some baseball. That counts.
Yeah, feeling very, very comfortable at this point for those guys. Joe, today, if we could talk about the young guys on the Pirates squad, two of them in particular, and that would be O'Neill Cruz, of course, coming back from an injury last year, and also Henry Davis, both highly touted players, and they're both having a really good spring. Could you tell us a little bit more about the kind of spring they are having and the expectation on both Cruz and Davis heading into the season?
Yeah, I think Cruz, he's only played 98 major league games, and we kind of think of him as more of a guy that's been around longer than that, but of course missing so many games last year, almost the entire season with that fractured ankle, I had to remind myself that, okay, well, let's temper the expectations a little bit because he's still very inexperienced when it comes to major league play. Well, in the spring, he's gotten adjusted in a hurry. He's hit 7 home runs in his last 6 games. Mm-hmm. And remember, these guys don't get 4 or 5 at-bats like they do in the regular season, usually around 3 or so. It's otherworldly type stuff. We're reminded of that now, that few players have ever had the type of power, speed, and arm combination that he has. Does that mean that he's going to be a star player? Well, then we've seen guys that are talented like that didn't realize it.
Mm-hmm.
So when you have a spring like this, like Cruz is having, it makes us hopeful that, hey, he can put all this together, and it may even be this year, and that would be a really great thing for the Pirates to have a superstar player like O'Neill Cruz. So hopefully that's in the offing. And then when it comes to Henry Davis, he played 62 games last year. That's his only major league experience. He's looked really good behind the plate. There was a lot of question marks whether he could catch at the major league level. I've seen nothing in the spring that tells me otherwise. He's got an above-average arm. He gets rid of the ball in a hurry and could be, depending on how you see it, an above-average catcher, let alone with the bat. So in spring training, he's hit well. That's a good sign. Again, still too early to tell if that will be realized this year at the major league level, but we did see him hit 2 home runs off Shohei Ohtani last year at Anaheim. He's the only player to ever do that in the same game. So, you know, little things like that give you hope that these young players will put it all together. But the Pirates need that to happen for them to be a contending team this season.
No doubt. But it's encouraging to see that both of those guys are having a great spring. Let's just hope now that they stay healthy along with the rest of the team heading into the season here and as spring training gets wrapped up. Joe, thank you so much for those updates this morning. We look forward to talking with you again on Friday, and we'll get some updates on some of the veterans since we talked about the young guys today. So, Joe, thanks again, and you have a great day.
You too, Dan. Thanks again for having me on. Talk to you Friday.
You bet. Joe Block, from the Pittsburgh Pirates and this spring training update on this Wednesday morning, sponsored by Jim's Custom Collision. Voted number one in the best of Tri-County, Jim's Custom Collision is your one-stop collision shop.
When you have a breakdown or an accident, or an accident that causes mechanical damage, it's frustrating to be running around from a mechanic to a body shop and maybe back again. See Jim's Custom Collision for mechanical service and body work. From an oil change to an engine replacement, Jim's is a do-it-all automotive shop and even offers 24-hour towing. Jim's Custom Collision in Du Bois and the Falls Creek Industrial Park. Voted number one in the best of Tri-County.